Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I always say to you, I pray that it's real food. Think of your favorite meal, and then look at the Word of God. It has power. That Word has power to change us if we really take it to heart. Open your heart to Him. Because when we die, as I've said to you before, when we die, I want to see all of you in heaven. Wherever you are, I want to see all of you. Assuming, not very wise to do probably, but if I get to heaven, I want to be with all of you. So let's take a look at the readings that are to lead us toward God more deeply. O God, the opening prayer says, O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, we are a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy. For on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Let's take a look now at the readings. The first one comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 10 to 14. Thus says the Lord, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exult with her, all you who are mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For this is the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over Jerusalem like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. And he's saying that to all of us, you know, not just to babies, not just to little ones, but all of us. So I will comfort you in Jerusalem. You shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice and your bodies flourish like the grass. The Lord's power shall be known to his servants. Let's, brothers and sisters, think about how much of a servant, in the best sense of that word, how much of a servant am I to the Lord? I don't even do it every day like I should, but I often do say to the Lord, Lord, good morning. It's good to be with you. Lead me the way you want me to go today. Or if I have a problem, I take it to the Lord. Just say, Lord, help me through this, please. Please be close to the Lord. Please, even if you've been far away from him, it's never too late. Just turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I love you. I want to love you. I don't know how to do this. Then go see the pastor in the church where you would have been and talk to him. My life has been very difficult and not good. And I want to change, but I don't know how to do this. And so the new Jerusalem that the Word of God is saying, the new Jerusalem is a reference to heaven. All right. There has never been a really moving and believable novel or movie about heaven. We know what will not be there. Sin and death and hell and pain and fears and tears. But we do not know all the things that will be there. And we don't need to know because we need to know only one thing. God will be there. God will be there. And God is the infinite source of every good and every beauty, of everything you have ever loved truly. In him is whatever your deepest and most secret heart has ever longed for, and infinitely more. Our best definition of heaven is that whatever we think heaven is, it's always more than that. St. Paul says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him, this God has revealed to us through the Spirit. That comes through 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 9 and 10. And I'm reading from a book called Food for the Soul. We've never met by Peter Kreeft, but he does Food for the Soul. I do Food for the Journey. But if you can, through a library, it's a good-sized book, but it's a good set of readings, very good set of readings on the Mass. And whatever the cycle is, A, B, or C, he does it for cycle C. And it is very, very good. And I want to recommend that you read him. Psalm 66 says, let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Amen. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Hear now, all you who fear God, which means to revere him, to obey him, to follow him. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. You know, you may be asking something from God and you never get an answer. Just keep praying and just say, Lord, is there something else you'd rather me pray for first? A thought will come to your mind or an idea if there is. But God hears everything you say. He knows you. Please listen to him. And now we take a look at the second reading from Paul to the Galatians, chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. Brothers and sisters, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither does circumcision mean anything, nor does uncircumcision, but only a new creation. Peace and mercy be to all who follow this rule and to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make troubles for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. Paul wrote that to the Galatians, St. Paul. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. And I want you to take that for yourself. Please, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Are you reading it every day? Or at least are you reading it every other day? Just the readings for Mass, that's what I mean. If you have a longer time, if you have a half hour, an hour, you can read one gospel as maybe 10 chapters of it. Now, that's going pretty fast, but it's worth it because the word, you'll see something and you'll say, oh my goodness, I never heard of that, or that means something to me. And Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12 and 17 to 20. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand. Whatever town you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town. 72 returned rejoicing and said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Think about that. And then I want to close with this. The 72 that the gospel speaks of were more than missionaries. They were also exorcists. C.S. Lewis, in his classic book, The Screwtape Letters, said that Satan is equally pleased by two errors: obsessive interest in him and the denial of his existence. Life is spiritual warfare, and the two easiest ways to lose a battle are to vastly overestimate or vastly underestimate your enemy. Today, the second error is 1,000 times more common than the first one. Brothers and sisters, this comes from a book from Peter Kreeft, Food for the Soul. It's reflections on the mass readings, and it's done by Cycle. What I just quoted to you is from Cycle C. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure you can, in any good religious bookstore, find a copy of this book. It's a very big book, and the pages that you want specifically, because of what I'm talking about, is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12 and 17 to 20. Please read them. Please listen and see ways that this book has been put together by Peter Kreeft, K-R-E-E-F-T. It's entitled Food for the Soul. And I want you, if you can, to take advantage of that, or perhaps two or three of you could buy it together and share it. The book is very, very good. Tell me what you think about it. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.